At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
And what a show we have for you. Fantastic. Woo! We're coming off a big weekend. The Final Four is set. NBA action galore, and what an Oscars. My goodness. And the Oscars had such a, something so big happened at the Oscars. I obviously all know Will Smith slapping the taste out of Chris Rock's mouth. So big that it's been talked about on sports shows all day, and we, of course, will deal with that.
It's the biggest story in the country,
later
Chris.
In the second hour.
There's no way you can have a talk show and not talk about that. Right.
We didn't address it on First Things First.
Wow.
But, we didn't address it. But this radio format, we will for sure. And, but it was big. I was not watching it live, Rob. I wasn't watching. I'm not in the Oscars.
Most people weren't watching the Oscars, Chris. You know what? I never missed the Oscars.
Right. That's how I never miss it. I'm just not really. The only one of those shows I really am into, honestly, is the ESPYs. I'm just not, you know, I like movies and all that music and all that, but I'm just not into those shows. But my parents were watching it, and they showed me, you know, I just happened to be down there right after it happened in their room. And they were astonished, and then I checked it out, and then my wife came in, and I showed.
They've never seen that. Right. Your parents never saw that on national television.
No, never. Nobody has. So that's why it was such a big story. But we will get into all of that in the second hour. Let's introduce the iCouple crew, Rob, and get this thing popping. We got DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on the ones and twos on the Magic City Monday.
That's right.
We got Danny G, the golden voice.
Yes.
Even though you may not hear much of his voice, he definitely got the golden voice. And he is in for super producer Rob G running
things.
What
a blessing when God gives everybody something, Chris. You know,
Danny G
has
something.
The pipes.
You know something. What
I'm saying? Even the laugh, you can tell.
Yes.
We got an email saying that Rob G is in the lead for the bracket challenge. So we're thinking he's at home lighting up a cigar.
Wow.
Is that true?
Wow.
Yeah.
Rob G, my bracket, I just stopped looking at my bracket after like Thursday. I mean, and Rob, you know what I say? Stopped after yours a week after earlier.
After Kentucky, which was my pick to win the championship. Because, you know, in cards often, Chris, my hand is so bad, I say I have a hand like a foot. You know what I mean? That's how bad it is. That's what I have with the.
Yeah, I did get one Final Four team, which I think is most in a lot. Kansas.
You got Kansas. Yeah. Bill Kansas. Self. Okay.
Yep. And I had Arizona, Gonzaga, and Purdue, and they all gone. So, it's interesting, though, Rob. All four in this tournament of upsets, and St. Peter's, of course, doing something nobody's ever done as a 15 seed, reaching the Elite Eight. All the Final Four are essentially blue bloods. I say essentially because Villanova, I mean, but, I don't know if they're blue bloods.
They've won a couple championships in there.
Absolutely.
They're one of the elite
years,
programs.
25 yeah, years, they're as yeah. good as anybody. And then you got Kansas, you got Duke, and North Carolina. So it's going to be good. I mean, it's been a good tournament, and I think it's a good Final Four, so we will see. And on the updates, our man, Steve DeSager, Michael Lee from the Washington Post, has covered the NBA for 19 seasons. He'll join us at the bottom of this hour, so definitely keep it locked. Rob, let us start with the LA Lakers. And yesterday, you know, I'm watching a lot of games yesterday, and I'm trying to divvy up, okay, which ones am I going to pay attention to? You had Brooklyn and Charlotte. You had the Lakers and New Orleans. And there was one other big game on that I was into earlier before that. I can't remember which one it was. But I was looking at all these games. It was 76ers and the Suns, which we will get into later. And the Lakers one, I was like, okay, I don't really have to pay too much attention to that one. I'll keep an eye on it.
Well, they, you know, were up
they
by
opened
23,
up a 23-point
right,
lead. Right. And I'm thinking, I'll keep an eye to see what LeBron's doing, but, you know, that one's not competitive. And next thing I know, here come the New Orleans Pelicans, sans Zion Williamson, of course.
All year.
But Brandon Ingram's there, CJ McCollum's there, and they end up beating the Lakers. Not only beating them, but beating them by 8. LeBron goes for 39, 9 boards, and 5 assists in a losing effort. Rob, I took me a while to get here, and they still may make it. I don't think they're making even the play-in. I don't think they're making the play-in.
You remember I stepped out there a couple weeks ago, what was it, a month ago, and said that they weren't going to make it?
Well, it was about 2 weeks ago.
Was it 2 weeks? I thought it was a little
longer
than that.
You added on 2 weeks.
No, I thought it was
a little longer
than that.
Maybe okay. two to three, maybe.
Yeah, I say more like 3 because I don't think it was last week. It was a couple of weeks
No, it wasn't
ago.
Last yeah. week. It was, yeah, yeah. But,
2 or 3 weeks ago. But, you know, yeah. I did say it, right? I stepped out
right.
there.
And they're, as of now, they're the 10th seed, a half game behind 9th seed in New Orleans, which has the tiebreaker over them. And, Rob, they're a game in front of San Antonio. San Antonio owns the tiebreaker. And
that,
the
that's
Lakers
the scary part,
that,
right?
That is scary because their schedule is ridiculous. They're the worst road team of all of the top 11 seeds in each conference. So if you want to say the top 22 teams in the league, they got the worst road record. And they've got Denver, Phoenix, Golden State.
We're talking about the Lakers, right?
Yes. The five of their last eight are on the road.
And six of eight are against teams over 500, Chris.
Right.
They have a hell of a schedule, and LeBron has a bad ankle.
He and Anthony Davis are questionable for tomorrow's game.
They're not
going to
play against Dallas. They're going to take the L there and then hope after that. Because LeBron has a bad ankle from that game. I don't know how he finished. That's what he said.
And well, now, I don't know how. I mean, I don't know. I know adrenaline. You can roll off adrenaline for a while. You know this. We've covered the league a long time. And the next day, the ankle can be worse or, you know, the flight doesn't help either. But, Rob, he played 31 minutes and scored 28 points after the ankle injury. So I just don't know how bad it is.
No, he made it bad, but I'm saying
I'm going with him.
I'm not a doctor. If he says it was so terrible and he doesn't know how he continued, you know what I mean? I'm just listening to what he's saying.
Right, right, right.
But I'm with you. He kept playing and he didn't go
and
away.
And looked good.
Right.
I mean, so that, but you're right. Dallas, Utah, Phoenix, Golden State, Denver, all on the road. Like, those are five games they're supposed to lose.
Yep.
Then you got New Orleans, which is owns you at home. Then Denver, which could beat you. OKC is like the only game. And heck, that's not a guarantee.
Because they've lost to OKC once or twice this year, Chris.
I feel like they played OKC like once a week or something early on. But yeah, OKC has been tough for them. OKC is 2-1 against them.
That's what I thought. I thought they won a couple games.
Right, right. So I think they're out, Rob. But anyway, you wrote a good column today on Deadspin.com about LeBron, and Frank Vogel actually brought up last week that he should be in the MVP race, and you begged to differ. Explain.
Yeah, Chris, I thought yesterday was Exhibit A as why he shouldn't be in the MVP conversation. And it's just he had 39. I don't think he could play any better, right?
And it's not offensively.
Right.
You know, defensively.
You know what I mean. Offensively, yep. Right. Not deep. That team doesn't play defense. Right. But it wound up being for naught. That was like a playoff game, Chris, wasn't it? It was like that. That was the nature of that game and how important it was against New Orleans. And despite LeBron's numbers, it didn't come close to them winning. Because they gave up 41 points in the third quarter against New Orleans. And nobody wants to boo-hoo about, the Lakers don't have Anthony Davis. Zion hasn't played a minute. All year.
Right, right.
All year. So nobody wants to hear that. Because they've been able to win games. They've beaten the Lakers a few times. Again, they own the tiebreaker. Another bad team like the Spurs own the tiebreaker against the Lakers. These are the bad teams. Yeah, the Thunder's out of it, Chris, but they have they would have the tiebreaker because they won two out of three. Just think about that.
Right. They're 7-19 in their last 26.
I mean, terrible, but they got two wins against the Lakers,
The Lakers are 7-19.
Oh, is that what they are, 7-19?
In the last 2 months, yeah.
I mean, just ugly. And I think when we talk about MVPs, it's got to include winning. If LeBron had that, Chris, in a win, and, you know, they got a little thing going and they win five of their last seven or whatever it is and they make the play, you know, or whatever. You could say, man, given all that's going on or whatever, he was able to rally the troops. I don't know. But to me, most of his points seem, you know, after the fact, meaningless, down by 20, fill in the stat sheet.
Now, last night, though, he had 25 in the first half.
No. I got that.
So I think he's been scoring I think his points have been meaningful in that they've come. You know, it's not like, they're down 30 and here come LeBron with 20 points in the third.
But
you know,
they had
last
they had a bad stretch. I get that last night especially. But they've had a bad stretch, Chris, where they were down by 20 in the first half for a number of games as
right.
well.
And they came back in some, you know, they right. didn't win them, but they came back at one point.
But that's where I'm at. I just think.
You think it's meaningless.
I just think
this season for him.
As good as he's been, at great, he's leading the league in scoring at 30 points exactly, a scooch ahead of Embiid.
Right.
But I just, Embiid's numbers at stuff are more meaningful, Chris. He had a whole year basically without Ben Simmons, kept that team afloat.
Absolutely.
Won big game after big game in order to keep that thing from going the other way. And before he got James Harden. And I just think his season compared to LeBron is A, meaningful compared to LeBron's, which was meaningless.
Yeah, I mean, look, LeBron's not in the MVP conversation. He's not. And I don't mean that like, you know, in response to Frank Vogel. He's not. I don't mean my, I'm an MVP voter. I'm one of the official voters. He's not in my thought process of this. And I will guarantee you he's not in 90%, if not more, of the voters' thought processes, because ever since the writers started voting in 1980, winning has become a part of the discussion. Period. Only twice has a guy won it without winning at least 50 games. That was Moses Malone the first year, or the second year, I'm sorry, 81-82. And then Russell Westbrook the year he averaged a triple-double. That's it. Now, when the players were voting before that, two times, Kareem and Bob Pettit won it with losing records. But winning matters because, Rob, you said it last week a few times, somebody's got to score. Like, a team's not going to lose. They're not going to score in the 40s.
Right. They're going to score.
Right. Somebody's going to put up 20-some-odd points on a bad team. And I'm not saying LeBron, he's proven he's not like a bad, you know, just a guy getting numbers on bad teams. But this year, if the numbers aren't impacting the winning, you have to take that into consideration. Here's, though, Rob, why I would say it's not a meaningless year for him. And it's because what he's doing, even though he can't impact winning like he used to, what he's doing at 37 years old, and more importantly in his 19th season, is historic. And I think we'll look back, and I even look at Jordan, and you know, Jordan at 39 and 40 years old was a legitimate all-star. Like when he made the all-star team his last year in the league as a 40-year-old, averaging 20 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists on like 44.5% shooting. Rob, those are like Allen Houston prime numbers. Latrell Sprewell prime numbers. You know, some of these all-star guards who've made it 2-3 times in their career. Heck, Reggie, those are Reggie Miller prime numbers. Mm-hmm. Actually better in terms of rebounding and assist. And Jordan was doing that as a 40-year-old. So I always looked at it like, I'm not going to harp on it because they didn't win. But I never looked at that as, oh, Jordan, he's lost it. He's not any good. For a 40-year-old, that was impressive. And that's what I look at LeBron as. For a 37-year-old in his 19th year, we've never seen anything like it. That's impressive. So I actually don't think it's a knock on his legacy. I think it enhances it. Later on, as we talk about it, you know, so, but that, we'll throw it out to the listeners, Rob, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. How do you describe, summarize LeBron's season? He's putting up great numbers. We've never seen him from a guy at this stage in his career, but the team is not bad. They're abysmal. Your thoughts, 877-99 on Fox. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
LeBron James.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Very appropriate. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, head on over to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, go to AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. Rob, they thought Will Smith wasn't gangster because of his happy rap. But I don't know. That brother looked gangster yesterday.
I was just saying, if he was to redo it, it would be gangster rap after that.
Right. All right, we are opening up the phone lines to you guys, 877-99 on Fox. Your thoughts on LeBron's season. How would you summarize it? Great individually, very poor team-wise, on a team that really was built to at least compete for a championship, if not win one. And LeBron himself said, keep that same energy. So what are your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off with Alan in San Antonio. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio on a Magic City Monday. What's up, Alan?
Hi, guys. I just wanted to say that you guys are the hands down to the best sports talk radio on the internet.
Wow.
I mean, you guys are addicting. If I'm not catching you on iHeart, I'm catching you on Spotify hours later. After
my man, and SiriusXM 83,
that's
too.
Right. We appreciate you, Alan. Thank you so much.
Spread the word.
Appreciate it. On the topic here, guys, I think he had a successful season due to the circumstances he was facing with AD being out and Russell not working out. So, he put up great numbers, and I can't be mad at that. I mean, it is what it is. If he's going to stick around and be a Laker, just just sit this season out. I mean, there's no point in going into
the
playoffs.
Hold on. Why not continue to play? And look, it's not all about individual awards, but win the scoring title. I mean, that would be a nice notch in his belt. Right. I know championship.
He's within reach there, so if he's healthy, you gotta, he should play.
I think, Rob, the rule, is that you have to play at least 58 games in an 82-game season. He's at 55.
Well, you guys make a great point, but that's the Lakers' best asset at the moment. So if he gets hurt in the playoff tournament or whatnot, you know, how long is it going to be out till next season, right? So I'd rather just set this one out, recoup, reload on ammo. The offseason, you know, Zion's unhappy in New Orleans. I mean, he's got the final say, and he's always pulling up tricks off the sleeve. So as a Lakers fan, hey, man, I'm happy. I'm content. Let's just try again next season with a healthy LeBron. And like you got, like Rob said, you know, AD, they got to trade AD. They got to trade Russell. I mean, there's plenty of options that LeBron has. If he wants to go to Cleveland, then yeah. But
thanks, Alan. Appreciate it. Let's get to Dick in Albany. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dick?
How you doing? I am not a LeBron fan, but I'm very objective.
Okay.
And what he's proving is his commitment, desire, dedication, determination, discipline is off the charts. And the way these people are wired, do you think he's really going to, like what that guy just said, Alan? What do you think? He's just going to want to sit down right now?
Yeah.
Not in 100 years.
Yeah, he's not.
No, Dick, if he's healthy, he's going to play. No way, Dick is right.
Where do you rank LeBron, or do you have him as the GOAT? You might not have rankings officially. But and does this
MJ
season impact
or
that?
LeBron?
Does this season impact that?
We lost him.
Russell Westbrook. I mean, who's going to take that contract?
Nobody. All right. Thanks.
Well, he'll be in the last year, so they might be able to move on.
Hey, we got Devontae in Virginia. We'll squeeze him in. We got a minute for him, Chris. Devontae, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
How you doing, guys?
Doing good.
What's up? How are you?
I'm good. I can't really, when I look at LeBron's season, I just look at it as a success, but I can't look at it the way that I looked at his past season. I just think that I look at him as a player in the twilight of his career right now.
And just because he can't impact winning,
and he
plays no defense, zero.
No, he's saving it for offense. He's saving it for offense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing.
And I guess it just the way that it looks, I guess that's why people judge him and say, like, oh, should he win the MVP or the scoring title? I think it's abnormal the way it looks now that he's in the twilight of his career. But it looks better than anybody.
Nobody's thinking. Trust me. I assume, and I got to believe Michael Lee's a voter.
Thanks, Devontae.
Rob, and he'll join us in a moment.
I
bet LeBron isn't even on his radar for MVP.
Right.
He's not on
we'll
mine. But he'll join us next. Michael Lee from the Washington Post. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99.
Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We have the Odd Couple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and everybody's got credit cards. And when you got credit cards, occasionally you got questions. And those are questions that require real people, folks that understand your issues and work with you to resolve them. That's why Discover Card offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7, 365. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Our next guest has been covering the NBA for 19 years.
We don't have him
yet.
He's
not here?
We got a couple more calls while we wait on him.
We'll get Michael Lee on. Yeah. 19 years covering the NBA for the Washington Post. Until then, it's Larry from Texas. Larry, what you got?
Thanks, guys. Hey, the first-time caller.
Thank you.
I just got two little points real quick. I feel like the league has decided that they're going to allow LeBron to score, that they can feel that letting him get 30 a night is better than letting Heckle and Jekyll score 15 to 20 a night. And not only that, it allows him to exert himself on the offensive end while kind of tiring him out for the defensive side.
So you're saying other teams, that's their strategy, let LeBron score and not
right.
get
you
the
know,
other
you can't
guys
hold
involved?
Him below, you can't hold him below 20, so you kind of you let him go because you'd rather he scores his 30 than everybody else eats.
Well, the thing is their record is better when he scores 30 or more. It's not great. It's like I think it's 16 and 17, but that's better than it is when he doesn't score 30. And it's really good when he scores 50. I mean, that's hard to do, but I don't know. I think it's just happening, Rob. We've talked about it. It's easier. If you know how to score in today's NBA,
to
you got
league.
The skills.
Come on.
Yeah, it really is.
Is. And that's
I
no
really
disrespect.
Do think, Rob, I used to kind of scoff at it. I do think if Michael Jordan played today, he would have a few seasons in which he averaged 40 points.
I don't really believe that.
Think about it. No hand checking, three-point shot, easy finishes at the rim.
You don't, and there's no Charles Oakley and Bill Laimbeer and those guys at the rim. You
Anthony
know what I mean?
Mason,
like,
yep.
Seriously.
Nah, no question. And he played in the era, the greatest era for big men in league history.
Yep.
And
everybody had one, Chris. Everybody had a big man back then.
Yeah.
So those guys just walking around. Speaking of this, Chris, did you? I did want to say this. I know we're still waiting for Michael Lee, but you're actually leading all the hosts in the bracket challenge still, despite.
Are you serious?
Yes, our boss Scott Shapiro sent a text, and you ready? You lead with 65 points. Plaxico is 64. Chris Plank 63, and Jonas Knox 63. So somehow, despite three of the four of your final four teams, Chris being out, you still lead as far as hosts go.
it just shows, I hate to say it this way, but how bad all of our brackets were.
Yes.
Because my bracket is a joke. I mean, just real talk. Like, my first, you know, after the first weekend, it was good. I was in second then. It was good. But once Gonzaga and Arizona got beat, I was like, oh, I'm done. But I think a lot, Rob, I just think even, and it's interesting because even though these four teams are blue bloods, I bet you a lot of people don't have them in their Final Four at all. Like, you didn't have them. They were in. You ain't have any Final Four.
No,
team.
I had no, because I had Kentucky. That was the one, the school I had winning it, Chris. So that was my big time school. You know what I mean? Kentucky,
yep,
and they got knocked out in the first round.
Let me ask you this. Okay, so we got Michael Lee. We'll only have a few questions for him. But Mike Lee, what's up, brother?
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm good, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good, right. Good. We'll go for a few minutes, man. First of all, I know you're a voter for the postseason awards. Frank Vogel came out last week. You're not?
I am not a voter. I have not voted in over 18 years.
That's crazy.
So you voted your first year? And
I voted in Atlanta, but the Washington Post has a policy where they do not allow you to vote.
That's like the Times and the
Times
Washington
had
Post.
That when I was there.
Yeah, you can't even vote for the Hall of Fame. You can't do anything.
Right.
Nope.
Right.
We report the news. We don't make the news.
Right.
I hear you. All right. So anyway, though, who would LeBron be even in your thought process? I'm a voter. He wouldn't be in mine. He's having a nice season, but he wouldn't even be in consideration for my MVP. What about you?
No. No. It's not even worth discussing it. No, he's not. He's not top five. He's not top seven. I mean, his team is 10th. They might miss the playoffs. How in the world is the MVP?
Thank you.
What value you are you providing if your team is not even in the playoff team?
Absolutely.
You've elevated yourself. You look good.
Right.
But your team doesn't. So what's the point of the most valuable player if you're just out there getting your numbers?
How shocked are you that yesterday was a perfect example? I mean, they do still have Westbrook, and they have LeBron, and they can't beat the Pelicans without Zion, and in a big game that mattered, they were up by 23. How surprised are you at how poorly they play defense and just where that team is?
I'm stunned because I was asking myself, you know, this is the first time LeBron has led the league in scoring since, 2006? Is that right, Chris?
Yeah. Yes, early in his career. I don't know if that's the exact year.
And this Lakers team is not worse than the teams that he was playing with then, I don't believe. If I'm looking at the roster, I'm looking at the talent on the roster. I mean, a lot of guys are older and fading.
08.
But
08.
It was 08. Well, 08. But still, I can't say that the talent that he's surrounded by is that much more inferior than that team. Obviously, the West is different or whatever, but, you know, whatever. I don't think that this team is that bad in terms of being a team that's really struggling like they are. I just feel like they don't seem to be playing like a team. They're not a team. They don't really have a style of play. They don't have an identity that goes beyond LeBron. Like, what are the Lakers? What kind of team are they? They haven't established an identity at any point throughout the course of this season. They definitely have talent, though, and that's definitely on Frank Vogel. He never establishes a scheme or an identity for this group. And obviously AD has been gone as a big part of that. But at some point, you have to find out what kind of team you are. They never figured out what to do with Russ. He looks lost. He looks like he's a shell of himself mentally, not even just in terms of his performance. And I just feel like it's just weird. I'm just baffled by the fact that, you know, LeBron is able to put up these numbers and be so efficient and have absolutely no impact on winning games.
Mike, we got about a minute and a half for your answer before we got a break. What are your thoughts on the Nets' chances of coming out of the East?
I've been kind of down on them for at least about a month. I just feel like they struggle to beat the top teams, you know, early in the year. And now that they don't know if they're ever going to see Ben Simmons on the floor, I just don't think that Kyrie and KD is enough. I think the East is better. The East is more competitive. They're much more talented.
Who do you have in the East? I want to hear who's better. Who's better tandem?
I mean, I've been saying Milwaukee is the team that has the least to prove to me than anybody else. They're the one team that knows who they are. They know what they're going to be when the postseason arrives.
They haven't had a great regular season, though. Would you agree with that, Michael, or no?
But I think they've proven that the regular season doesn't matter. They've had great regular seasons and been knocked out early in the playoffs. And last year, you know, they didn't have the greatest regular season, but they wound up winning the championship because they got right at the right time. And right now we're trying to incorporate Brook Lopez and get him back into the fold. But I look at their depth. I look at Giannis. I think he knows how to kind of save himself for when it really matters, and I trust him. And of all the guys, all the teams that are out that are in the East right now, and I'm looking at their rosters, I'm looking at the names on there, he's the one guy I can trust and say, I know that he's going to deliver in the postseason because he's done it. But look at everybody else. I mean, I know Kevin Durant has done it, but I don't know if the pieces that are around him are enough for them to beat, say, Milwaukee or some of the better teams in the East. They haven't proven it throughout the course of this season, so I don't trust them. The only team I can trust right now is Milwaukee.
All right, that's Michael Lee, Washington Post. We thank you for the time, brother.
Thanks, Mike.
We appreciate you.
Hey, anytime, fellas.
All right, my man, peace. Shekel City is next. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it is The Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And real credit card questions require real people, folks that understand your issues and work with you to resolve them. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available all day, every day, 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. It's time, folks, for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Shekel City, yet to be sponsored by Caesars Sportsbook, Chris. We want to get off to a good start this week. Right out of the gate, best bet, we got Cavaliers -9, hosting the Magic. Cavaliers, this is a game, they're at home. They need to beat the Magic and beat them good. So I got them -9. They need to win by 10. Also, I have the Bulls in New York, -3.5 against the Knickerbockers. So I'm taking the Bulls -3.5. Also, the Nuggets on the road. The Hornets won a big game in Brooklyn last night, yesterday. I got the Nuggets -3.5, Chris, getting a road win against Charlotte on the back-to-back.
I'm watching that game right now.
What we got there?
Charlotte up 5. Charlotte's early, 37-32, okay. Early in the second quarter.
Yep, I'm going to go with the Nuggets on the road, giving 3.5. So I got Cavaliers, Nuggets, and the Bulls. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on.
All right, Rob, I'm going to read you a quote, and then I'll say one word, and then you can respond. And I put this in the Pete Carroll category. That's all I'm going to say, to put it in the Pete Carroll category. Because Pete Carroll has been very outspoken about how Colin Kaepernick so deserves a chance in the NFL, a second chance, a third chance, whatever you want to call it. And yet, he hasn't signed, even given Kaepernick a tryout. And so, I'm like, why are you talking all this stuff about Kaepernick deserves to be in the league, and you need a quarterback, unless you see something in Drew Lock that no one else on earth sees, and you're not even giving him a try. And so, I put this in that category. Here's the quote, Rob, from Frank Reich, Indianapolis Colts coach. I really believe Carson Wentz can be a top 10 quarterback. That's not just the given. That has to be earned and proven, so we're all hoping that happens for him. Here's my one word, Rob. Why? Why? Why, Frank? Why say that? Why throw out top 10? Just say you think he can be a really good quarterback in this league. When you throw out top 10, now I'm like, well, hold up. You just cut him or traded him for a guy that's 37 and not in the top 10. I mean, if you think Carson Wentz at 29 is a future top 10 quarterback, Rob, you wouldn't trade him for a third round pick. I'm sorry.
No, 100%. It doesn't make any sense. Stop being just trying to say something nice to make somebody feel good, Chris. It sounds ridiculous, ludicrous.
It really does.
Because had I been there, then why'd you cut him? Then why'd you cut him? Why'd you trade him? I mean, why'd you trade him if you didn't want him?
It makes no sense. And I get saying something nice. He does have a good relationship with Carson from all the reports. But just like I said, just say I think he can be a really good quarterback in this league. You don't have to throw in top 10. Because, Rob, top 10 in today's NFL, I mean, that's saying a lot. They're darn near – we're getting to the point where there could be
– He's not top 10 elite. There's too many guys there.
No, not he's not even close right now. And I don't think he'll get there. I mean, he obviously was having that one great year 5 years ago in 2017. But we haven't seen that since. And it just doesn't make sense. I think the Colts will be better served this year with Matt Ryan, who's not a top 10 quarterback. I think he gives them a better chance of winning now. But obviously, you wouldn't, if you thought a 29-year-old had elite potential, you're not giving him up for a 37-year-old. So I just, like you said, just quit stuff because it makes you look bad. Remember we talked about Doc Rivers a couple years ago with Ben Simmons?
Right.
You don't need to shoot, or he's great at all these other things. We don't need him to shoot. It made Doc look bad.
You don't need to do all that, Chris. Just be like, stop. Like, don't try to make somebody feel good in a bad situation. I know he has a relationship with Wentz, so he probably felt bad. And we talked about, I can't remember who our insider was, said this came from the owner and upstairs. This wasn't right. Frank Reich. You know what I mean? So he feels
they
bad.
They said Reich apologized to right. the owner for going to bat for Wentz. And so that's how bad it was a year ago in Indianapolis. All right, we got 2 hours left, and we are about to get into the slap heard around the world. Everybody else has talked about it. It's time for Rob Parker and Chris Broussard to chime in. You don't want to miss it. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.